Russian attack appears to slow. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky told his citizens that last night would decide the fate of the country, expecting a major push into the capital city by Russian forces. If there was one, it fell short.
There have been multiple gun battles between Russian special forces, small groups, or pockets of them moving through this capital city of Kyiv. So it's clear that at some level, Russian forces are in the very city center of Kyiv, and they have engaged with Ukrainian forces. It does not appear to be a major push at this time. The gun battles have been sporadic, and then they've gone away. We're also hearing shelling on the outskirts of the city, several miles away.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. President Zelensky posting a video online warning his citizens not to believe Russian disinformation that he had ordered Ukrainian forces to stand down.
Do not believe in fake information. I am here. We will be defending our country because our strength is in our truth. We will be defending our country. Glory to Ukraine.
Zelensky rejecting an American offer to evacuate he and his family. Western intelligence sources say the invasion is proving to be more difficult than the Kremlin expected.
There's been significant damage among the Russian forces, not the least of which is a couple of IL-76 troop transport planes that were shot down to the south of Kyiv. Presumably, they were loaded with paratroopers preparing for some paratroop inserts to add to the number of Russian forces.
It's Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv, Ukraine. Ukraine's interior ministry says Russian forces have been trying to land on the western bank of Kyiv, but Ukrainian forces control the bridges and have been keeping them out. President Biden has selected Federal Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to fill an upcoming vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, saying she is well qualified.
She was confirmed with bipartisan Senate vote to serve on the U.S. Court of Appeals.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden yesterday introducing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
Jackson's resume includes Harvard undergrad and law school, a clerkship with Justice Breyer, the very man she hopes to replace, and years on the federal bench. There will also be plenty of attention focused on her years as a federal public defender, her pro bono representation of several Guantanamo Bay detainees, and her membership on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Less than a year ago, she breezed through Senate confirmation to the D.C. Circuit Bench with votes from GOP Senators Collins, Graham, and Murkowski.
Fox's chief Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream reports Judge Brown will likely start meeting with senators next week, beginning the confirmation process. Searchers in Indonesia are digging in the rubble of collapsed buildings and mud from landslides triggered by a strong earthquake that shook Sumatra, killing 8 people and injuring 86. Thousands of people have been displaced. That quake measuring a magnitude of 6.2. New York City today marking another solemn anniversary at what was the World Trade Center.
The victims of the first terror attack at the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan will be remembered today on the 29th anniversary of the bombing. Victims' families and survivors will be joined by city and state officials, as well as those who live in the area, to mark the occasion with a moment of silence at 12:18 p.m. Eastern, along with a bell tolling and the reading of the victims' names. Terrorists set off 1,200 pounds of explosives in the underground parking garage of the World Trade Center on February 26, 1993, killing 6 and leaving a 5-story crater in the bottom of the Twin Towers. Today's ceremony will have in-person attendance as well as be live streamed. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.